engagements that have taken place where you're present. For some of them, you don't actually get to see the president of the student union who you deputize. Is that strategic delegation that leads to that?
Well, yes, more times it's just delegation, and he speaks at some events, I speak at some events and everything, so I think it's just about delegation and who's best to speak at a certain time. So, yeah, actually he's very present and there.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Jemima, thank you so much for speaking with us. And next month, we're definitely getting into Youth Month. We're getting into Women's Month as well, the young woman yourself. We definitely wish you a lot of prosperity and a great, great, bright future ahead. Thank you so much for speaking with us this morning.
Thank you, too.
Have a great day. Commander Kwishiba, Kwishiba, Commander
Kwishiba.
That's Jemima Mwaba, Vice President of the University of Zambia Students Union. Speak with us on recent activities that we got to see over the weekend, where a number of students endorsed President Hage Ndejima from the Copperbelt University, from 17 higher learning institutions altogether, just giving a take on what her recent experience has been. Thank you for your messages that have come to us about the Phoenix FM WhatsApp line. We're in the third and final hour of the Phoenix Breakfast. We've got a special guest who's celebrating her birthday. One of our youngest listeners celebrating her birthday today. And she's come through with a gift for the less privileged out there. We'll be talking more about this in a few minutes as she celebrates her birthday today in a very, very beautiful way. So that's coming up after the main news bulletin.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Do you want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 100 Trees School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win grants, school solutions, football, and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of the sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. Please think to join your school in Absa.
Headlines. Action Aid Zambia criticizes finance minister's election warning outcome. South Africa and Zambia intensify efforts to tackle illegal mining and boost gold sector. In global news, more than 5,000 flights cancelled as U.S. East Coast digs out of record snow. Against the news, I'm Lucy Lowe-Gondwe. Action Aid Zambia Country Director, Friday, September, has criticized Finance Minister Dr. Zitumbe Komsokotwane's warning that economic progress could stall if the UPND does not retain power in the August 13th general election. Mr. Mbatemba says such sentiments risk personalizing national development, arguing that Zambia's economic trajectory should rest on strong institutions, not the fortunes of a single political party. In an interview with Phoenix News, Ms. Tembatamba states that in a democratic setup, government institutions are anchored by technocrats who drive policy implementation and ensure continuity beyond election cycles. She has stressed that the executive is mandated to make decisions, but institutions must outlive political transitions. Mr. Mbatemba has since challenged the UPND to be ready to pass on the baton if Zambians decide otherwise in the August 2026 poll, emphasizing that national development should not be tied to one party's fate. Her statement follows remarks by Finance Minister Zitumbe Komsokotwane, who has warned that economic progress could stall if the UPND does not retain power in this year's general election.
All of us who are Zambians should expect anything after 2026 elections, August. If UPND wins, well, kudos to UPND. It would have demonstrated the progress they have made from 2021 till now. But if the people of Zambia other wines, they should be ready to hand over and ensure that the next political party that wins, the next leaders who come in, the next leaders who take over the government should be able to implement. We should, I think, come out of a situation where we want to stop, you know, development process because somebody walks in.
South African ambassador to Zambia, Saad Kachalia, has disclosed that the governments of South Africa and Zambia are intensifying efforts to mainstream gold mining into the two economies and address rampant illegal mining. Ambassador Kachalia has told Phoenix News that both governments are prioritizing concrete measures to ensure threats to the mining sector and the wider economy are dealt with swiftly and effectively. He says efforts target artisanal and illegal operations, strengthen enforcement of regulations, and urge departing mining firms to rehabilitate and secure former workings to prevent environmental harm. Ambassador Kachalia explains that this approach aims to bring grassroots miners into the formal economy, providing safer livelihoods and access to technology, training, and market channels. He adds that mainstreaming artisanal mining into regulated frameworks is crucial for sustaining long-term development, especially with the growing green energy drive.
The sun is pretty for all because it's a natural and a national resource where everybody needs to benefit, not just individuals. So it requires intervention by government, which we, you know, we need to see how we regulate them. We can't, it needs to be ordered. You know, you can't deny people because they say they want a livelihood. But let's do it in a fashion that is helpful for them, less dangerous, doesn't trouble the environment. And then the government is very alive, the Zambian government alert to these climate change, because you don't want unbridled development, unbridled growth, especially in the Northwest province. So the last thing you want is just a free for all, because it disturbs investor confidence.
Governance activist Eugene Bamenda has cautioned that Zambia must first clean up its human rights record before joining the United Nations Human Rights Council, UNHRC. His remarks come after Cabinet approved Zambia's formal candidature to the UNHRC for the term 2027 to 2029. Mr. Mlenga, who is Caritas Chingola coordinator, has questioned whether Zambia is fully respecting citizens' rights to speak freely, assemble, and move without restriction. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Mlenga has raised concerns over alleged misuse of state power, especially in areas linked to mineral resources. He adds that accusations of repression and heavy-handedness cannot be ignored. He says institutions tasked with maintaining law and order must prove they are fair, impartial, and professional before going global.
Have we stopped state extrajudicial activities such as unlawful killing that we have seen in some instances, especially where there are minerals, repression, or the misuse of state power to violate human rights? So as we advance the agenda of joining the United Nations Human Rights Council, we should look at how we are performing, especially as we look at the performance of key state institutions, especially those that are charged with the responsibility of maintaining law and order in the country.
Senior Chief Chiwala of the Lamba speaking people of Masaiti District on the Copper Belt has clarified that there's nothing sinister about traditional leaders receiving gifts from politicians. Senior Chief Chiwala says such gestures should not be misinterpreted as political alignment or endorsement, but a show of appreciation and respect for the role that traditional leaders play. In an interview with Phoenix News, the traditional leader notes that leaders serve communities across political divides and should not be drawn into partisan debates over gestures extended to them. He explains that traditional leaders must work with the government of the day to champion development and adds that cooperation with those in